Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
Sidebar with Cindy
on Kaya FM 95.9.
Hi FM 95.9, home of the Afropolitan. It's just gone 2 minutes past seven, and you're listening to me, Cindy Siwe Fansale, on Sidebar with Cindy. I hope you had a great day. I had a restful day. I had promised my family that I'd cook lunch for them, and I ended up buying food, and that was their lunch. But hey, I'll get better at this cooking thing. It's not my forte. But yeah, I'll get better at it. If you missed our show last night, you can visit kayafm.co.za and listen to FM Rewind. And if you're listening, you know, for the first time, you can tune in on DSTV, the Audio Bouquet, channel 861, or you can log on to kayafm.co.za and you can listen to us there. So today, I'll be talking about something that's close to my heart, because parenting is not something I imagined I'd do. And I'm going to say this up front. So when I was growing up, I didn't think I'd have kids. So yes, I've got two kids. I've got a 10-year-old and a 7-year-old. And being a mommy doesn't come naturally to me. So most of the time I'm winging it. And this is one of the reasons why I miss my own mom so much, because she's not here to teach me the things that I feel mommies should know and mommies should do. But anyway, I'm winging it, and so far so good. So the topic that we're going to be chatting about this evening is apologizing to your children. So do you apologize to your kids? Have you apologized to your kids? And if you have, how has the experience been? I must say, I've been in a spot where you know, my kids have demanded apologies from me, and my knee-jerk reaction was like, no, I am not going to do that. And you know, we had this back and forth, especially with my daughter, and she really dragged me, for lack of a better word, because she couldn't understand why I wouldn't say sorry, and she wouldn't move on from a thing that I had done. So later on, when I asked to do something, she said to me, I'm not going to do this until you say sorry. So that is hard for me, because I don't negotiate with children, and here we are having this back and forth with this little child. So it is difficult. So in studio, to share their experiences with, you know, apologizing to kids and just being a mommy in general, I have Salamina Musesa, who you all know, and she's been on Influential Friday, so she's, you know, she's not a stranger to Kaya FM. Thank you so much for being here, Salamina.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And I also have a varsity friend, Lusanda. So Lusanda is an obstetrician and gynecologist, and she works in Sandton, and she's also joining us this evening to share her experiences with her kids and apologizing and all of that. So just to start off, sidebar with Cindy, Salamina, how were you raised, and did you ever have apologies from your parents?
To be honest, my dad was of the view that apologizing would mean we'd respect him less. It will tip the power balance in the house. So that was that old school approach, you know. I don't think I would have even thought to ask for an apology.
Exactly right.
Yeah, yeah. You sort of just explain it to yourself.
You ask,
yeah,
how high.
Yeah, 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 yeah. No, no, no. My dad, his favorite sentence growing up, and I think he said it to us all the time, was, this is not a democracy. So it was one of those things. Even if we saw him make mistakes or he hurt our feelings, it was just like, what are we discussing? What's happening? Who's the adult here?
And you just swallow everything and keep quiet.
Yeah, yeah, no. I wouldn't have even thought to ask.
Yeah. And could you raise this issue with your mother? If your dad did something you didn't like, would you go and say to your mom, but mama, I don't like what daddy did?
Yeah, yeah. You see, so my mom is very diplomatic.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be one of those things of, ah, man, sorry, man. You know, it's just one of those, like, let's not make it an issue.
Exactly.
Just let it go.
Mm.
Yeah.
Lusanda, what is your experience with your parents?
You know, I'm listening to you guys, and I'm like, actually, thinking about it, I think there's only one time where I've asked my parents to apologize.
You asked? You asked?
I did. I was very upset. But, you know, it's a very funny story. But anyways, but they laughed, and they thought it was the cutest thing ever, and they did apologize. But at home, with us, we withdraw statements. Do you know what I mean?
Democracy.
And, you know, and I always laugh at this, because, you know, and I say this, and no judgment from anyone. You know, in the Kardashians, when they say Bible,
yes.
And Bible okay. is like the thing.
Yes.
So with us, when we like withdraw with immediate effect, it means okay.
George.
That statement.
Take it back. Yeah.
But I mean, if you say to anyone, so e.g., if I had to like say it to my mom or my dad, or they had to say it to me, withdraw with immediate effect, it means okay. No, that statement.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just we know what it means. It's not a, oh my word, what did I just do type thing. It's just something that we say, but I mean, other than that, it's just, I guess it's just never crossed my mind in terms of asking my parents to apologize.
No.
Like, really?
Yeah, no. So we actually let our parents get away with a lot.
No, I just think our kids have rights.
I think, yeah. I think the problem is modern day parenting. We've had to change approaches and actually learn new things ourselves.
And the learning has been very tough because a lot of it is happening at school. None of it is happening at home. Kids are coming back from their preschools and their primary schools and stuff with all these things from their teachers. Nandi, this whole thing of apologize to me, I didn't teach that to her. She got it from school because Marina didn't teach that to her either. So where do your kids get their little he says sorry to me, ingy? Where do they get that?
You know, I think at about two years, so I have an only child, and I noticed that when she plays with her cousins, she would be a little bit selfish with the toys or a little bit of a bully. She's quite opinionated. So I was constantly saying to her, say sorry to your cousin, say sorry to Letabo, say sorry to Mang Mang, you know. And after a while, I realized that she doesn't actually know how to apologize.
Mm.
Who would have modeled it for her? You know, unless other kids apologized to her, it would have been nothing that she's seen before. You know, I mean, even in the home, yeah. If I'm discussing something with my husband, if we're apologizing, we're not doing it in front of the kid. It's behind closed doors. So I realized that, you know, I'm expecting her to behave in a way that's never been modeled.
Because you can't do what you haven't seen.
Exactly. So I had to get used to also just being like, oh, mommy is so sorry she stepped on your doll and broke its neck. Daddy will replace it. But it was a mistake. I didn't mean to. And even though she was still really young to really understand exactly what I was doing, the more I did it, the more I got used to it. And then I noticed when she became older that she was also quick to correct herself.
Okay. Yeah. That's special. Yeah. That's very special. And Lissandra, in your case, I mean, oh, by the way, you can join us in the conversation. Hashtag KFM Talk, sidebar Cindy on Twitter. And we'll be taking your calls a bit later on 086-000-959. And you can SMS us on 36959. I must say, I went through my tweets earlier on, and I'll read a few of them a bit later. But, you know, there's a lot to learn. There's a lot that our parents didn't do because no one had shown that to them. And I think it's important that Salamina mentioned modeling. Lissandra?
I don't know. I think our household is a bit different because there's a whole lot of kids in it. And the age differences are quite close as well. But with my kids, they're quite aware about what an apology is, you know. Mm-hmm. And when they don't accept that apology, it will be like, no, sorry doesn't count. But that's to each other.
Okay, so you've never been told sorry doesn't count?
No.
I've been told sorry doesn't count. No, sorry won't fix it.
Sorry won't fix it would not happen to me or their father, but they are aware of what to apologize is. And should anything happen, like between the two of them, you know, we'll say to them, no, say sorry to your brother, okay? And then give them a hug, you know, that sort of thing. But in terms of them apologizing to us, they do. But then with us, it's more like we did not do something.
Mm.
You know, we did not do something, but then we don't really apologize. We'll be like, okay, we'll do it next time.
Okay. So, here's a tweet from Usmiley Sims. And he says, my dad apologizes. My dad always apologizes. Even if I was the wrong one, he sits me down, explains why he shouted at me. And even if I was in the wrong, he apologizes for hurting me or shouting at me. So, the apology after the shouting or the apology after the spanking, what should the gap be between the punishment and the apology? And I don't do it all the time. I don't even know if it's necessary, but I know there are a lot of parents that say that after spanking your child, there must be a cool down period, and then you must go and explain why you did what you did, and then say sorry if you have to.
Ish. Hi, I'm going to pass this on to you. You know why? I think I'm a little bit old school. I don't apologize for spanking. I apologize for yelling because I don't think that's ever necessary. I always say to everyone, you don't need to raise your voice. Make your point in a calm, collected manner. But if I spank her, because I never do it without thinking. It's not an impulse reaction. So it was pointed. What I'll do is come back to explain. When she's calmed down, do you understand why mommy had to smack you? And then that becomes the teaching lesson. But I won't apologize for spanking. Mm-hmm. And luckily, it doesn't happen often as well.
Okay.
Because I think, you know, the terrible twos, it happens maybe twice.
Mm-hmm.
And then the lesson is learned. Because when you don't usually see someone lose their cool and you get the smack and the lecture. I mean, my husband used to laugh at me. When Tumi was going through her terrible twos, the lectures she would get would sound like I'm lecturing a teenager. I'd be like, listen, do you understand
so grown
how
speak,
hard
does
I grown work?
Up speak from the beginning.
Yes.
I must say something else, though. I'm an only child. And I think one of the challenges about being an only child is that you're always on your best behavior. You always put your best foot forward.
That's true.
Yeah. So yeah. I spent a lot of time always putting my best foot forward. And one of the lessons that I didn't learn was to argue things out and yeah. then, you know, fight it out, then at the end apologize and things like that. So just yeah, keep an eye on that.
Look,
as you bring up your,
so
your daughter.
So Tumi knows how to speak her mind because, like, my mom always says, yo, hey, la negotiator in this house.
Yeah.
Because I don't mind that. I don't mind her saying, why, mommy? And then I'll explain why. So that whole thing that we grew up with where it was, why? Don't ask me questions there. It's just the law. And okay. No. I wanted to understand exactly why I'm saying get off the chair. Mm. If you don't get off, odlowa. And if she doesn't listen and she follows me, I'm just like, okay.
Okay. Another tweet is from Upeladi Mohlalawan. And she says that my mom started apologizing when I told her about the mother she was to me. The mother I imagined her in my mind to be and the mother I realistically wanted her to be, you know, going forward. It caught her off guard.
Yo.
And she said, sorry, Nikki Satsi, now she's a different mom.
Oh.
That must have hurt.
Sure.
That was really brave of her. Pilati, that was really brave of you. But that must have really hurt your mom to hear you say all of these things.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's quite sure. deep.
Oh, wow. And you floored me there.
Yeah.
I was floored when I read the tweet.
You know?
Because you, yeah,
and
because
I think
here
also,
you are.
Like, at what age? Because,
yeah.
I mean, if it's like at 18 years and this woman's been mothering you for the 18 years and then you get taught.
No. And you're just, trying. And you're thinking you're doing your best. You're winging it. You're making the most of it. And
to be honest, like, being a mother now, I'm just like, whoa. How the hell was this? Done. Do you know what I mean? Because it's not easy.
No, not at all.
It's not easy, you know, and every day you constantly have to revisit and like, okay, am I doing the right thing?
Yeah.
You know, I always say every year when my kids' birthdays pass, I'm like, I've kept them alive. And they still listen to me.
And this is what you're saying there.
I've kept them alive.
Well, if you just joined us, you're listening to Kaya FM 95.9 and I'm chatting to Salamina and to Ulusanda on Sidebar with Cindy, and obviously I'm Cindy. I'll be taking your calls shortly. I'm on 086-000-959. You can also SMS us on 36959. And we're talking about apologizing to kids. Have you apologized to your children? If you have, how did you do it? If you haven't, why won't you do it? Have your parents apologized to you? So I look forward to hearing, you know, everything that you have to say. There's something I was reading with Masejo earlier on. And one of the things that it advises that if you're going to apologize to your child, you need to connect the feeling to the action.
Mm.
That's the first thing that you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
You also need to apologize and recognize your child's feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So feelings always come into these modern day kids of ours.
Yes.
Oh, mommy, you made me feel a certain way. So you need to recognize your child's feelings. You also have to share how you plan to avoid, you know, whatever you've apologized for. How do you plan on avoiding that situation in future? So I think the little discussions that you have with your daughter, you know, in future, blah, 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 really help. And then the hard part is ask for forgiveness. Look at your child and ask, can you forgive me for what has happened? And then focus on amendments and solutions going forward.
Yeah.
So new age parenting is very different from the way we grew up. And I think a lot of us are facing these challenges, and that's why we're going to have these conversations again and again, because we're winging it. There's no perfect parenting. But there's a lot of unlearning on our part, because whether we like it or not, our kids are going to come back from school or from wherever with these new concepts and bring them into our lives. And we have to find a way of dealing with them. And emotional blackmail from kids, right? When does the apology, the demand for an apology, cross over into emotional blackmail? Lucinda, when do you know what I
love? No, like, you know, my kids like think they're smart,
yeah.
right? But we've like really, really figured them out. Like we have. I'll be like
the 5 year olds, the 3 year olds.
No, the two of them. They know. They like we know. You know. I think we've all just learnt each other in the 5 years and the 3 years we've known them and so forth. But nah, that doesn't cut it. But the thing is, sometimes you just like, you kind of like give in because you're just actually tired more than anything, you know. But no, they can't pull wool over our eyes. We have figured those boys out. Honestly, we have.
So, Lamina, does your daughter ever do emotional blackmail?
That does not work with me. But with her dad, yo, there's days where I have to whisper him, be strong, be strong. Stay the course. Stay the course. Dude. And she doesn't know what that means, but I'm just like, toughen up, toughen up. Don't do it. Because she knows how to do the big eyes and the, oh, daddy. And then the lecture stops. I'm just like, no, carry on. Carry on. What daddy's trying to say is, daddy, carry on, you know. I think, look, little girls, they have their own way, mm-hmm. Especially with their fathers. What I found with Dumi, when she was very young, I brainwashed her into thinking that I can literally read her thoughts. But she's seven, guys. She still believes that I'm an actress. I have to use what's in my arsenal. I told her, I'm like, Mommy always knows what you're thinking, so she... Some days she looks at me and she's just like, I can't get away with anything. This woman knows me.
Oh, okay. But you're going to tell her one day that, you know, actually you can't read her
mind. I think she'll figure it out.
I hope so. Yeah. Very soon. Well, you know, we'll be taking a break. And after the break, we'll be back on Sidebar Cindy. Taking your calls on 086-000-959. And also your SMSs on 36959. We'll be back after this break.
Sidebar with Cindy. On Kaya FM 95.9.
This is my son. Forgive me for making you a repository for my anger. The anger I had toward my father, the anger I had towards myself. Just forgive me. And forgive me for any way that my anger constructed or impacted how you see women. Forgive me. Forgive me.
And the voice that you were listening to was the voice of Iyanla on Fix My Life when she apologized to her son.
Sure.
So that must have been hard for her. I mean, she's always fixing our lives. And there she was chatting to her son and apologizing for the mistakes that, you know, she's made in his life that may have impacted the way he relates to, you know, to the woman in his life. Mm. And I think that's the thing that's coming through. The more I read the tweets, the more I think about this. Whatever actions we do with our kids, those actions have a bearing on the little people that we're putting out there.
Mm.
So if your kid is bratty out there, if your kid grows up to be an ungovernable adult, a lot of it would have started at home.
Yeah.
And it's such a huge responsibility. It's such a huge burden.
Yeah.
You know. But I'll be taking your calls on Sidebar with Cindy. 086-000-959. SMS us on 36959. Hashtag on Twitter is KFM Talk, Sidebar with Cindy. Lusanda, so, you know, you are a medical doctor, you're very busy as I am, and I know that sometimes you drop the ball and you can't be at events or you promise to do something and it doesn't happen.
Mm.
How many times have you had to apologize for that?
Okay, I know that is quite a recurring thing because I do finish work late and I always get asked because my husband does drop-offs and I pick up, right? And I always get asked, Mama, please fetch us before we get onto the big playground or just after snack time, right? And I'll be like, but I know what my day is going to be like. And I'll say, no, listen, I won't be able to fetch you early today because of whatever. Why? Because I'm working. But on the day where I know I'll make it, I really do try and make an effort. But when I don't, you know, it's like, Mama, you've said you'd fetch us. Mm. And I'm like, I try not to say I'm sorry because I don't want it to be a loose term that kind of like means
just throw
nothing.
Out. Okay. And barely after some time, and it will stop meaning something. Mm,
and I really do watch what I actually say to them. So I'll say something like, I didn't manage to fetch you early today, but tomorrow I will try.
Great stuff. We have Alan from Johannesburg on the line. Good evening, Alan, and welcome to Kai FM. Hi, Alan. Okay, so we had Alan on the line. I'm sure Masekhu will get him back for us. So with me, a lot of the apologizing that I've been doing has been around, you know, the years that I was really like drowning in my depression. I think I've spoken about my depression quite a few times, that after my mom passed away, it all happened in the middle of my depression, and I would make promises that I couldn't keep. But the promises I was making was just to get the kids out of my room, to leave me alone so I could sleep. So they'd come in, they'd nag me for something, I'd agree to do it, knowing full well that I can't do it. And when it doesn't happen, I'm branded a liar. I've been told, Mama, you lied to us. And the one time, Umarina actually said to me, okay, Cindy, I know you're upset that the kids called you a liar, but let's just be honest about this. Did you not promise to do this? Yes, I did. Did you do it? No, I didn't. Is it a lie or not? It is a lie. Right? Because Umarina breaks things down very nicely. And so I then had to go back and say sorry to the kids for promising things that I didn't do. But being called a liar really stung. Right? Because in my mind, I'm going through depression, I'm drowning, you need to excuse me. But kids don't see life like that.
No, they don't.
Right? They don't see life like that. If they want something now, you're the mommy, you must do it, or you're the daddy, you must do it. So, Salimina, I know that you've also, you know, had your journey with depression. Did you find yourself making promises that you couldn't keep, or, you know, how did that pan out for you?
I think, you know, it's been very difficult for me trying to explain to Dumi what depression is. So I think I'll wait until she's much older. But I was a kid who hated promises being broken. So I don't promise if I know I can't do it.
Because you've been on the receiving end of that disappointment.
Yes. Okay. You know, I've had fights with my sister, with my brother, with everyone. If they promise the kids, I'm going to fetch you, and they don't come, I'm in that other room on the phone. Whatever you have to do to get here,
do it.
Or you phone me, and then I'm going to say, oh, auntie is making a call. She wants to speak to you. I think she wants to apologize.
But you would not apologize. If I promised your daughter something and I couldn't do it, you would not say sorry on my behalf.
No. Okay. Everyone must explain themselves. But like me, I did my part. The reason why I couldn't come.
People under the bus.
I was like, everyone must be accountable. And I think, you know, that's the important thing about apologizing, even as an adult. It's just owning up to your mistakes. And we always say to kids, it's okay. It's okay to make mistakes. And then we as adults don't allow ourselves to make mistakes. So, you know, if, like, there was a day in meetings, meeting after meeting, and then suddenly I saw my phone ring, and it says there, school aftercare hours.
That's so
nice. My husband is out of town. I forgot to pick up the child. I have one child, guys. What's my excuse?
Okay, what's the latest? What's the worst you've done aftercare? I'll tell you my worst. My worst was 6 p.m.
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh, that's the worst. When she's the only child left at school.
And your phone has been ringing. Yes. You're not picking up. The teacher's upset. Everyone's upset.
No.
I didn't pick up that.
All I did is I left the meeting, grabbed laptop. I just ran out, and I didn't want to answer my phone. I said, they're going to call on the landline. Just say, you know, I said this to my business partner. Just say, oh no, she's on her way. Oh, no, probably stuck in traffic. And when I got there, I looked at the little one's face. I understood. And I was just like, okay, how am I going to explain this? I apologized to the teachers. And then when we were in the car, and I had to be like, mommy's really sorry. It won't happen again. This is what happened. I explained, and yeah.
Okay. Ellen from Johannesburg, welcome back.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
I'm very well, thank you. Well, with me, I apologize a lot to my children. I'm a very strict mother.
First of all, before you continue, is your name Ellen?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just making sure. Okay.
That's right.
So, yes,
So I am a very strict mother. I shout at them if they do wrong. I take a long time to spank, and when I do, it really hurts me. But I do apologize to them. You know, anytime I feel that I've wronged them, I really don't have issues with that. I think that's how I am naturally. So it doesn't really matter who it is I need to apologize to, I do it. And I've seen that it really helps because, you know, children don't normally listen. They do as you do.
Yes.
So it's easy for them to also apologize when they've wronged somebody. So for me, it really works.
And in terms of the words that you use, you know, do you what do you say? What do you say to your kids?
Yeah, I say a lot. It depends what the situation is at the time. And also depending on what, because sometimes I feel like children are very manipulative.
Mm-hmm.
I would really be very, you know, tough. You know, sometimes I'm very tough with them because I want them to understand. Sometimes I have to use words like, you know, I work so hard, I never had, in, you know, some of the things that you have.
Mm.
You know, yeah, but you really have to try sometimes, you know. But if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, and I do apologize. And I think it's working for me so far because I find myself in a place where I have children.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Ellen. I think, you know, she shared her experiences with apologizing to her kids. You know, Salimina, your story about the aftercare and my experiences brought up something that I must share this before we continue the conversation. So when I was at boarding school, my mom was a single parent, so some of the kids at school hadn't seen my dad. They didn't know I had a dad. So I was asked, do you have a dad? Yes, I do have a dad. How come we never see him? So my mom thought it was wise to ask my father to pick me up at school. So now, because my dad wasn't used to this, I wasn't part of his life. He had his own family and his own kids to do stuff for.
Mm.
He would forget to pick me up during half term, forget to pick me up at the end of the term. So I would be sitting at school until 5 p.m. when school has closed at 10 o'clock in the morning. There are no cell phones back then.
Yeah.
And this man would come and get me when he remembered, oh my gosh, I have a daughter to pick up and take home. And what used to happen is because he'd come into my life, you know, occasionally, I couldn't be angry.
Mm.
So he'd come and I'd be happy to see him. And now I can't express how I'm feeling because I don't see this person a lot. Mm. You know, get into the car, we're driving home. I've got a fake smile on my face. I'm listening to him. I'm happy to see him. But ngiyaphakathi ngiyabila. And his words would be like, I'm so sorry, my darling. I forgot.
Ish.
Or I'm so sorry, my darling. I got busy and I forgot. And in hindsight, I think I'm so sorry, Cindy. I didn't mean to come late. I'm here now, let's go home, would have sufficed.
Mm.
The I forgot part scarred me. That's even in therapy, this came up a lot, that I forgot.
But now, you see, now that's my thing. You know, if it was happening, it's like, oh, I'm so sorry I forgot. Oh, I'm so sorry I was busy. Mm. How much impact did that I'm sorry actually have?
Because of the tale that it came with.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And I think that's what I'm conscious of in terms of the words that I use. You know, so I've had a late school moment and, you know, it was one of those. And then I really felt bad. Mm. And I knew that the apology there really came from somewhere. You know, and that I did not mean to pick you up late, but I was busy at work and so forth. But the I'm sorry every day, after a while, it means it's like, you know, bribing your kids. They'll know, okay, we're going to get bribed and we're going to get whatever. It just, I don't know, because I've got little kids. I've got like 3 under 5. So you have to understand, I have to be very careful in terms of I say.
And the blueprint that you're getting for them.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah. I mean, we have a tweet from Ms. Marumo, and she says, I've never had an apology for my parents. Umhlaba ungabhubha. You know? A lot of us feel the same way. Vele, like the sky would fall if our parents, you know, if our parents said sorry for something. The other thing as well about apologies, and this is something that I do with my kids, is that I'll say sorry and I'll take them for a treat. Now, an apology doesn't always come with a treat, right? The few times I've said sorry, I'm like, okay, let's go and get an ice cream or let's go and get a milkshake. And I'm not sure that I should keep doing that.
Please stop doing
it's
that.
It's an expectation. Become an expectation.
I think sometimes they'll even do things
so
that will elicit an apology from you so that they can get the treat. Mm. I always say this to my husband. I'm like, dude, we are the law in this house, right? As nice as we are, she must never think she's in charge. Ah, what, Cindy? No. So for me, I'm always like, I don't know, because I see her dad does it a lot because, well, I mean, he's, you know, only girl and all of that. So he'll apologize, and every now and then it'd be like, she comes back and she's like, oh, daddy took me for an ice cream. And I'm like, oh, why did daddy do that? I hope daddy knows. you know. I'm more conscious of being manipulated because I was that little brat with my parents. As quiet as I was, I knew which buttons to push
when. I'm so glad you're admitting this. And if you just joined us, you're listening to Sidebar with Cindy on Kaya FM 95.9. I'm chatting to Selamina Musese and to Dr. Lusanda Shimange Matsose. I am so glad you admitted that.
I see it in her and I'm just like, ooh, the teenage years are going to be rough for all of us. But I think I'm ready. I'm ready because inside, I see a lot of me. She looks like Daddy on the outside, but I see her. So there's days I'm like, oh, okay.
And Lusanda, you and your brother, did you ever have to, you know, gang up together and confront the parents about something that you didn't like?
Oh, yeah, no. Like, we were like a tag team, you know. No, we were a proper tag team. And specific, well, I've got two brothers, so, but then, you know, the one, when I was in varsity, then I had my younger brother was there, so it was just the two of us at home
for the longest time,
and we're literally tag team. We, no matter whoever's wrong, we don't tell on each other or whatever, and we face the parents together. Do you know what I mean? And that's the only way we could, because like we wanted to go out, we had a social life, you know what I mean? So if someone would come home late, get a call, go and open the kitchen door. You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's how it was with us. But I must, like, I keep thinking, it's just that one time, and literally that one time, it's actually funny. Let me just tell you what happened. So, like, I could not get hold of my parents, and I was freaking out. I'm one of those where you send me a pin when you arrive, wherever you go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? When you leave, you let me know.
Mm.
That type of vibe. And at that time, I could not get hold of them, and I just panicked, and I panicked, and they were coming back, I think, from the north or something, and they stopped over somewhere. So I'd already calculated it will take them this long to come.
And they should be here by
so
now.
So when they came, I just completely lost it. I was, like, in tears, and I'm like, how could you guys do that? You know, you expect us to do this, and this is just so wrong. But at the end of it, we all ended up laughing because they just really thought it was just cute that this little child
is having a tantrum.
Is having a tantrum.
About something quite serious.
You know, it is something quite serious, but, you know, and I think that's really just the only time, you know. But, yeah, other than that, like, yeah, parents just... Do parents apologize to their kids?
Well, they do.
And well, now they do.
Well, after today, they will. You know? So just from a physical... You know, point of view on how to apologize. It's important to get down to your child's level, like physically. So, I to eye contact, but you on your knees. So if you have a little one, so you're on your knees or you're crouching down, but you must be at the same level as your child so that you're not talking down at them. Okay, so we do this. Marina does this quite well. I struggle a bit, but anyway, eye level is very important.
Mm.
And then you know the words again are very important. The words that you choose are very important. And as I said, I gave an example about myself with my dad and his apology, which came with a tale. I'm sorry, but I was late because I forgot. Just rather apologize for your action and don't add something else that the child might take to heart.
Mm.
And that but is defending your action.
Yeah.
So it kind of nullifies your apology. And we all do it. You want your kids to understand that, listen, but I was going through depression. I didn't want to get out of bed. Or I was running late. I was at work. I had a seizure, an emergency seizure. So that's where the butt comes in. But the moment you throw that butt in, then of course now you're defending yourself and it nullifies the apology that you've given.
Uh-huh.
So that's important. But I think the eye level is what a lot of us don't always get right.
Eye level thing is going to be difficult for me because my daughter is 8 and she's looking like she's going to be taller than me. So I think our apologies are going to have to be when she's a teenager. I'll be like, sit down when I'm talking to you. Let's look at each other.
Sidebar Cindy, if you've just joined us, you're listening to Kaya FM 95.9, the home of the Afropolitan. You can call us on 086-000-959. You can SMS us on 36959. If you're tweeting, like I'm always tweeting, the hashtag is Kaya FM Talk Sidebar with Cindy. We'll be back after this break to take your calls.
Sidebar with Cindy on the home of the Afropolitan.
Welcome back to Kaya FM with me, Cindy, on Sidebar with Cindy. But before I continue with the topic that we were discussing, we have Michael in studio and he'll be on the law report after me.
Yeah, hi Cindy, thank you so much. On the Law Report tonight, we're going to be talking about the history of trade unions in South Africa. And you know, it is Workers' Day, and I think that, you know, one does sort of take a very shallow look into what unions do, but they have a very long history that ties into the democracy of our country. So that's our discussion for tonight, and as always, the Afropolitans can give us a ring.
Now, well, I hope someone's going to call in and discuss the trade unions for medical doctors, because we've had torrid time with
well you can phone it'd be nice to have no, it, I, if you'd like to take that view, because I'll tell you
not,
one thing
not me though.
Let's talk about that briefly. If you look at the lawyers were protesting in East London I think 2 or so weeks ago, mm-hmm. 2 years ago there was a protest in the union buildings, so professionals are in a bit of a tight spot. Okay. And I think that a question about trade unions for doctors is a valid and relevant one.
Yeah, 10 years ago we went on
we
strike
did.
And
we
it did
didn't go on
work.
Strike.
But yeah, I hope
it, it didn't work for the lawyers either.
Thank you so much. I look forward to your show. Thank you. So yeah, Kai FM 95.9 with me, Cindy, on Sidebar with Cindy, and I'm still in studio with Salamina and Lusanda discussing apologizing. Do we as parents apologize to our kids? And you know, if have your parents ever apologized to you? And we've been sharing really candid stuff about apologies. And I think what's coming through for me is that if it didn't happen to you, the chances of you doing it to your child are very small. You know, if you did not have your parents apologize to you, it's not something you do naturally, because you can't do what you don't know. But we are learning because our kids, and I'm saying this again, my kids are bringing things into my household that I have to learn.
Yes and no.
Okay.
And I'm just really, I mean, my parents, when they see me with my kids, they're like, yo, mm-hmm. wow. Mm. You know, like at home we make deals, you know. And you know how I speak about withdrawal, the immediate effect? In my house with my husband and my three kids, it's a deal. You do not break a deal. Huh. Do you know what I mean? Mm. So I think each home really will have its own thing. You know, and because we're growing up in different times and we're doing modern day parenting that our parents obviously did not do, yes, there are certain things. You know, if you sort in your house, then it will happen in your...
If you sort, it's much easier to do.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Or if it didn't happen. But I think we're so conscious, and now there's social media, there's blogs, there's YouTube videos, there's shows like Sidebar with Cindy, which are talking about these things. And I just think it would be a little bit different. And I think now we talk more openly about how we bring up our kids. You know, I mean, I could be talking to Salamina and she'll say, well, this is what we do. I'm like, oh, wow, go back home. Babe, you know what? Actually, maybe we should try this. Mm. Whereas I don't know if it actually happened when we were growing up, mm. if our parents had those conversations.
Yeah,
so I don't really... Yeah, but that's just my personal opinion.
Mm. Well, Yvette from Twitter, Past Candy, says, I was raised by my gran, and she believed in collective punishment, and I took that style of parenting. My kids won't have that. Small or not, each person gets their own punishment.
Yes.
So I'm always apologizing, even to the 13-year-olds. Well, we have a caller online. Oh, no, okay, we had a caller, but okay, well, they'll get her back. And then someone else says that I do it because being... It's part of being human. When mm-hmm. I apologize, and one thing I know is that kids learn from me as a mother. Mm. So again, we're modeling behavior mm-hmm. that we want our kids to display when they're out there.
Yeah. I think, you know, with things like bullying on the playground, and I think the better we do it and the more openly we speak about things, you know, drawing the line and saying, yeah. you know, you don't cross this line and all of that, you're teaching responsibility, you're teaching accountability. If she sees that I can apologize when I'm wrong, she doesn't have to be ashamed when she does something mm-hmm. and then is called out on it. She will immediately know she needs to apologize, you know, even if she does it sulkingly. Because at first, it starts like that. Mm. So you can see they don't want to apologize. But I'm also very aware of the non-sincere apology. You yes. have to mean it.
Yeah.
So if I see that she just says, oh, sorry, I'm like, oh.
And that's my thing.
And sorry has a tone. I know that's right, because I've done it so many times.
I'm sorry, and you're like, oh.
why are you apologizing? And she's like, I'm like, yeah, so you didn't mean it.
Yeah.
If you don't know why you're apologizing,
then don't say it.
I mean, you know, I lost a friend because of that. I lost a friend because of my insincere sorries. I do the thing again, and, you know, I do it again, now we're not friends anymore.
Oh, but you see, so, it goes back to you actually really need to mean you're sorry. But my thing is also, if she sees you doing it, then she will do it. At what point as parents do we actually draw the line in terms of, you know, I'm an adult, you're a child.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not the same rules that actually apply. Just throwing it in there.
Yeah, no, look, I think it's implied all the time. I think she knows. There's days where just randomly I'm just like, who's the boss? And she's like, mommy's the boss, daddy's the boss. Mommy's the boss of daddy, daddy's the boss of mommy. I'm like, and who's the boss of me? Everybody who's older than you and comes into this house. Because the other thing is with the helpers, you notice that there's different respect for when it's the parents. And then you notice her treat the help. And I'm always like, she's deputy mom when I'm not here. And if you are being called out by her, it's the same thing as being called out by me.
Mm. And Tembi via SMS says that this is a great topic. I think it's important to apologize to your kids. My husband and I always try to apologize to our son if we raise our voices, you know, in front of him.
I don't like it.
Okay.
Yeah, that one. It's a tough one.
I had to apologize the other day for swearing.
Collective sigh.
You know?
So I swore and I apologized to my husband, and the kids happened to be within earshot of the incident. Mm. And then I think 3 hours later, Marnie comes and says, Mom, my kids, and he said to me, you used a bad word earlier on. Mm. I think you must say sorry.
But you see now, if my kid came, like let's say my para one, you know, I call my kids para one, para two, para three. So para one, who's the oldest one, if he came to say that to me, I'd be like, oh, babe, guess what? Kimo came to me and he said this. That is so cute. No, seriously, that's how I would take it. That's what I'm saying. I think for me, because my kids are so small, everything that they do that seems adultish is cute. You know. So, yeah.
So, and related apologies, you know, would it be fair for me to chat to my dad about the trauma he put me through when he picked me up late from school and expect him to apologize? Do you ask your parents for a belated apology for something that happened years ago?
I think there's a lot of wrongs and mistakes that I forgave when I became a parent myself. Sometimes it's, you know, I think for the time that they were raising us, they did the best that they could. They were that generation of basic needs. You know Maslow's hierarchy.
Yeah.
Our parents were those bottom two. Safety, protection, food, and what. And I think more and more now, we're noticing that we've had to be those conscious parents who care about children's feelings. I mean, I'm sure every black child has heard how limadi. When you are crying, your parents is like, girl, you ain't gonna die, you know. But with us, it's, you know, we care about their feelings. We care if we hurt their feelings. Our parents, it was just like, hey, listen, you know, it happened. We're all moving on. I feed you, I clothe you type of thing.
And that's all that matters.
I try and remind my daughter as well, though, that I always say to her, baby, you know, you didn't come with an instruction manual. Mommy is also learning as I go. You're the first child I have. I'm still going to make my mistakes.
Yes, that's important.
You know, you can always feel like you can talk to me with respect.
Mm.
And then it's a discussion.
Danero on Twitter says that, you know, she's glad that we're having this honest conversation about not being perfect parents. I think it allows kids to also connect to you guys as humans above being parents.
I wanted to say about belated apologies. I think if something happened in your past and it's really affecting your quality of life or affecting, you know, how you preventing you from moving on, then I think it's okay to ask for that apology. No, really. Seriously. Because, I mean, if that's what keeps you awake at night, something needs to be done about it. You know, and that's what I always say. If it keeps you awake at night, do something about it. If it doesn't, just move right along.
I don't want to wait for the apology. Perhaps I would open the discussion.
Yes.
Right? I think maybe understanding their reasons for doing it. Because also for me, I just be like, ish, you already messed me up. I just want you to know and be aware. If the apology comes without me asking for it, even better. Because yeah. I also feel like you can just say, oh, I didn't realize. Oh, okay, I'm so sorry. And then I'll be like, okay, well, it doesn't actually fix it. So for me, it's more about let's have the discussion if it's that important, if it's something that scarred me.
Yes.
I'd want to understand, Mama, why did you do this? Do you remember? Because a lot of the time, they don't even remember.
I know. They'll be like, really? Oh, was that a thing?
And now it's like, deep. Really? 35 years later, you want me to apologize?
Well, that's the risk.
Yeah,
so, you know, that's a risk you take by bringing up a topic from the past.
Yeah.
But as Lusanda has said, that if it's something that's hindering your life and affecting the quality of your life,
then you have to.
I would first start, you know, by going to a counselor and then, you know, just getting counseling around that topic and then confronting the parents, you know, if you have to. If it can't be done in a letter, like, you know, in therapy, I did a lot of writing. A lot of letter writing and just forgiving a lot of the things of the past and then burning those letters. And that was good for me. That was how I released a lot of the pain. But if it has to be a confrontation, let it not be just you waking up one day and deciding that you're going to confront your dad or your mom or a caregiver.
Yeah.
You have to have some form of support around that.
Mm.
Because the consequences, you don't know, it could go either way.
Yeah.
It could go well
or
go really badly. It could go badly.
But if you are willing to take that risk, then you're willing to accept whatever comes your way.
Sure.
But the thing is, so Lusanda, the example that I'll give is that if there's been, and you know, I might, if I, you know, this is a trigger warning, so we're going to talk about sexual assault.
Mm.
The case that I've dealt with is where there's been sexual assault in the past and a parent swept it under the carpet.
Yes.
Right? So now we've grown up, you're dealing with these issues, you're in therapy and so on, and now you want to confront the parent about this very important topic, which is hindering your life. You do the confrontation, and your confrontation is dismissed. Right? Mm. You want an apology. Just a simple, I'm sorry I didn't protect you. I'm sorry I didn't do whatever. And the parent dismisses.
Mm.
You know.
Yeah.
So that's where now you the support of either a psychologist or a counselor makes all the difference.
Mm.
Because that confrontation, and if it goes badly, could scar you even more. You know.
Yeah.
In your grown-up stage.
Sure.
And it's a difficult one, you know what I mean, in terms of the whole, especially something as serious as sexual assault and with everything that's actually going on in the world, because I'm sure there's a lot of women who have stories to tell like that, where nobody believe me, you know. And I suppose it's just one of those things where you say the support of a counselor really comes into play. But in the same breath, you know, if you're going to rehash something from long time, you know how it makes you feel.
Mm.
But it may not evoke the same feelings in the same to the next person. And that is just it.
Yeah. So we have Jacob on the line. Jacob, good evening. Good evening, Jacob. Okay, so we'll try and get Jacob back. Masekho will try and get him back for us. But yeah, so I need to just throw that in because, you know, as a medical doctor, I deal with such cases a lot. And when a person expects an apology from someone who doesn't see that they did anything wrong, it's even harder, right? Because the person apologizing has to acknowledge that they did something wrong.
But should you be asking for an apology or should you just be making that person aware? Because I think a forced apology is a bit empty. So for me, it's about have the discussion kind of like, this is what happened long time ago. I just wanted you to know and leave it with that person. Download that onto them and it will keep them awake at night. It will set you free.
Yeah.
That's an option.
Yeah.
That's an option.
Yeah.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Sidebar Cindy, and I'm in studio with Lusanda and Salamina, and we're having a discussion about apologizing to kids. Do you apologize to your kids? Have your parents apologized to you? And if they did, you know, how did they do it? You can call us on 086-000-959. You can SMS us on 36959. And of course, as always, on Twitter, you can join the conversation. KFM Talk is the hashtag, and Sidebar Cindy is the other hashtag. The other thing I wanted to find out, Lusanda, is that with your parents? I mean, we know your dad. I love your dad. He's amazing. Did you ever feel that because of the work that he does and the stature that he has, especially in the medical fraternity, you couldn't expect him to apologize for anything? I mean, professors, generally, lecturers at varsity, medical lecturers, don't apologize for anything. We know this. We've been there. So were you expecting him to be like that, Ekaya, or he's apologetic even in his profession?
So with regards to me and him, and especially because like we're actually in the same profession, mm-hmm. we separate the whole father-colleague thing. So when we're at home, he is my father. I respect him. He's my father. And when we're at work, he is my colleague, and I respect him as my colleague. It's actually a big joke when we attend the same congresses and stuff. I'm like, you know, no, Oscar, did you enjoy that talk? You know, and it's a big, you know, and it's a funny thing, but that's how I've learned to just deal with it. He's a father at home and he's a colleague outside of home.
So if he's made a mistake?
As a colleague?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. And we're in the same profession, do you know what I mean? So if, let's say, I'll manage a patient a certain way and he'll manage a patient a certain way, and I'll be like, no, bad, 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 you know? And we have that up and down. So it's more of like an educational debate, you know? And then if I'm correct, because I'll point out the facts, then that apology will come. Mm, but, yeah, no, we have separated that. There's colleague and there's... towards
Papa. Okay. Jacob, welcome to KFM 95.9.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I'm loving the show, by the way.
Thank you.
On my end, my parents have never, ever said sorry. Ever. Ever.
Ever. Don't apologize.
Like, I was driving, trying to think about a moment in time whereby they said sorry, and I could never even think of one. Ever. And I think that in itself has made me a person that I'm unable to say sorry as well. Like, it's so hard, and I'm trying to, you know, to learn to say sorry.
So even when you're wrong, Jacob, so even when you're wrong.
I know.
I'm working on it. We'll take your number, and we'll try and help you. Thank you so much for the call. Malise from Mondio, good evening.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Thank you for calling.
I'm good. You know what? I've got this 5-year-old, and I actually learned from him, like, how important it is to apologize. And to him, you don't just say, sorry. Okay, I did it, sorry, and then you keep quiet. No. You sit down, you say, Nana, I really apologize for what I did to you, and I will never do it again.
Okay. Well, never is a long time. Mm-hmm. Yay. Never is a long time.
Don't make promises.
If you say that to him, then he's not going to be convinced. Like, if you're just going to say sorry, like, he demands his, like, you need to apologize. But I think, I guess I understand now why do we need to say we apologize to our kids. Because if I promised to bring him something and I didn't bring it, I need to apologize, and I need to explain why didn't I bring the toy.
No.
But with us, you know, you can't even ask your parents. If they didn't bring it, they didn't bring it anyway.
Oh, thank you so much.
If you don't just bring it, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Malise. Well, we're wrapping up. Thank you so much, Salamina and Lusanda. A few closing statements from you before we go. Salamina?
I think there's no shame in admitting you've made a mistake.
Mm.
But it's really important as parents. I mean, we are coding little humans.
Yes.
Do it with respect and with accountability.
Mm.
But also, choose your words carefully, because they will come back to bite
you. To haunt you, that's true.
Yeah.
I must admit, she just steal the words right out of my mouth. But and I'm very conscious of that. Choose your words carefully. Yeah. If you've got smart asses, they will use it against you later on. I am speaking from experience.
You've been there, done that.
Yes.
Well, look, I think we all know how I feel about this. I've learned the hard way.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm an only child. I was a goody two-shoes. Mm-hmm. I was a little child that did not do anything wrong. So now I have two kids that are just a lot. Right? So my sidebar is, saying sorry is never easy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's something that we have to learn. And saying sorry to your child, you know, might be something difficult, but you're modeling a human being that's going to go out there and be a member of society. So your sorry, your behavior, your modeling is helping society. Yeah. I don't want to release little brats into the world.
Please don't.
So thank you so much for joining me this evening. I'll be back tomorrow with Sidebar Cindy, and tomorrow's topic is a very touchy one, because I've been down this roller coaster quite a few times. Do you talk about your financial issues with your family or close friends? So hopefully Umarinas will not be listening to this particular show, because I've taken him through the mill with this one. But yeah, join us tomorrow at 7 p.m. on Sidebar with Cindy, KFM 95.9.
Sidebar with Cindy on the home of the Afropolitan. Rewinding.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
Visit kayafm.co.za for more.